Hello, everyone. This is Daniel Lachlan. This is a summary of part two of my book on plant strategies, on demography and life history. Part two establishes demography as a central component of plant strategy theory, as the existence of a successful strategy depends on positive demographic outcomes that lead to population persistence. These chapters explain how to compare life history strategies of species based on their different schedules of births and deaths. Chapter 4 describes how populations increase or decline in size and how to empirically quantify population growth rates using age and stage-based matrix models and integral projection models. Chapter 5 explores the theory that underpins density-independent population growth and the demographic trade-offs that constrain life history strategies. Plant life history strategies are proposed to span at least three independent spectrums of life history traits. A summary of Chapter 4, Plant Demography. All successful plant strategies must exhibit positive demographic outcomes. It is not sufficient to merely observe a species in a habitat and assume its traits confer fitness in those environmental conditions. Strong tests of plant strategy theory must demonstrate that phenotypes can predict demographic outcomes in a given environment. The Euler-Lotka equation tells us that fitness is a function of age-specific rates of survival and reproduction. Age-specific demographic rates in life tables can be used to compute life history traits, including age to maturity, lifespan, net reproductive rate, generation time, and degree of iteroparity. Life tables can be translated into Leslie matrices that summarize transition probabilities and fecundities of each age class. These matrices can be used to project a vector of population sizes of each age class into the future. Stage-based models based on size classes are often more useful for modular organisms like plants, given that survival and reproduction are more strongly related to size than age. Plants not only can survive and reproduce, but also they can shrink. The plant can remain dormant below ground, and their seeds can remain dormant in the soil seed bank. Lefkowitz matrices are stage-based population matrix models. We can determine the relative importance of each vital rate on its impact on population growth rate by computing vital rate elasticities, which quantify the impact of a vital rate on population growth rate. Silvertown's demographic triangle can be used to compare species life histories by computing elasticities for growth, stasis, and fecundity. Given the desire to interpret stage-based models in a life history theory that is grounded in ages, methods were developed to convert stage-based models into age-based life tables to compute life history traits. Seed banks can be modeled as discrete stages in population models by knowing the probability of entering, remaining in, and emerging from the soil seed bank. Most demographic theory that focuses on intrinsic population growth rate operates under an assumption of density independence because the Euler-Lotka equation does not account for population regulation by itself or other species. But plant growth is strongly regulated by density-dependent processes. Models can accommodate this important source of variation by allowing transition probabilities and demographic rates to be functions of local neighborhood densities. Integral projection models have recently been developed that treat size as a continuous variable rather than needing to bin plants into arbitrary size classes. This flexible approach allows us to estimate population growth rates by building vital rate regression models that include any number of covariates as predictors. This approach is necessary to explore how traits determine individual demographic rates across species. Summary of Chapter 5, Life History Theory Applied to Plants. Life history theory assumes that natural selection optimizes fitness and that trade-offs among fitness components constrain the possible combinations of life history traits. The product function, LX-MX, is under selection, not LX or MX alone. Fitness is more sensitive to changes in mortality and fecundity in early age classes than older classes, so natural selection should favor earlier reproduction and increased juvenile survival. Trade-offs between life history traits are generated because resources such as water, nutrients, and light are limiting. Plants must divide up their limited pool of resources and allocate them to different needs. Growth requires the construction of new tissues. Survival requires expending energy through maintenance respiration, and reproduction requires the construction of nutrient-rich tissue. Type 2 and 3 survivorship curves are the most common curves in plants, indicating that rates of survival and reproduction do not inevitably decline with age in plants. The reproduction function, MX, is thought to exhibit three basic shapes: uniform, asymptotic, and triangular, or hump-shaped. The advantage of one life history strategy over the other depends on the ratio of mature to juvenile survival. Iteriparous perennials are favored when juvenile survival is low or unpredictable, whereas semelparous annuals are favored when juvenile survival is high and when adult survival is low. Little data on reproductive schedules exist for perennial plants, but schedules appear to be quite variable across species. Leaf mass per area and maximum height were positively correlated with age at which reproductive allocation equals 0.5, indicating that functional traits can predict reproductive allocation schedules. There is some doubt that senescence occurs at all in iteriparous species. In a recent review, the majority of studies that tracked ages and demographic rates in herbaceous perennial plants found no evidence for age effects on mortality or fecundity, and researchers have speculated that this is due to the modular nature of plants. Some ecologists appear to be satisfied with a purely life history perspective on plant strategies, but life history traits alone are not sufficient for understanding plant adaptations to environmental conditions.